that like anything could happen. Yeah, you could have two teams from the SEC going. So it's kind of very relative.
Yeah. It's tough. I just hope it's not. You just like to see it. I like to see representation from, like, you know, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, like all over the nation, east and west of the Mississippi. Just seeing the good and the best of, like, everywhere playing against each other. It's just something about every team being in the Southeast United States. It's just like, to me, it makes it a little less intriguing. Like Georgia versus Alabama just was not an intriguing national title game. Yes, they're probably the two most talented teams. Yes, they're both deserving. But I would rather see East versus West or Midwest versus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
So I would love an Alabama versus, you know,
Washington.
Anyone. Like a Washington. Yeah, well, I hate Washington. I'm an Oregon fan. So I don't really want to see Washington in the final. But Alabama versus USC or Alabama versus Oregon or, you know, like something along those lines instead of Alabama, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson. It's just whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So we're settled. I think Alabama and Georgia will also go to the SEC championship. Alabama has the edge. They got the talent. And I was reading earlier today that Tuau will be co-starters with Jalen Hurts, so they might mix it up this weekend. So,
is that what the depth chart said?
Yeah, that's what's been announced by Nick Saban. He said that both will be.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Well, we'll see what happens.
Well,
I guess I'm more like let's stick with one quarterback. The rest of the season. That's
my Nick Saban's smart. He knows that the other kid might just transfer right away.
Ooh, you're right. Well, you know it.
That's why. Not to jump off tape, but that's what happened in Nebraska. Scott Frost named the true freshman Adrian Martinez the quarterback, and then Tristan Jebby the next day transferred.
Oh, so it's wide open. Yeah,
I mean, so this. Yep. Yeah. So that.
I believe you. Yeah. Tyler has been involved with transfers before. He knows what college football is like in and out.
In and out.
Big Ten. I got Wisconsin to dominate Big Ten now that Ohio State is kind of not all there. What are your thoughts on the Big Ten?
You think Wisconsin is going to dominate the Big Ten?
Not dominate, but they'll squeak out.
You said dominate.
Well, that's dominate. A big word. Okay, they will squeak out. Yeah, let me erase dominate. They will squeak out. They're going to win the Big Ten title and reach the playoffs.
You know what? Call me skeptical. I like the Badgers. I mean, I love what the program they have built there. And, you know, they do things really the right way. Through development, and I like it. And, you know, I like a lot of things about Wisconsin, but and their schedule, you know, not a tough non-conference. I mean, three very easy games. In conference, you know, they play at Michigan. That's going to be tough. They play at Penn State. They also, you know, there's also some teams like Purdue and Northwestern that are a little bit tricky this year, and they play at those places. So their schedule's a little tough, and they play at Iowa, too. So their schedule's a little more difficult this year than last year. And they don't ever have the most, quote-unquote, talent. They do it more off of development. They do it more off to scheming, you know, very good coaching. But the thing is, they always have the issue. If they run up against someone with more talent, they can lose. I don't think they have as much, quote-unquote, talent as, like, a Michigan. Or I don't think they have as much talent as the Penn State. Michigan and Penn State are very tough places to play. So if what you're thinking is what I'm saying, yes, I don't think they win those games. Therefore, I think that they do end up winning their division, but I think that they end up about 10-2. I personally think that the East will be won by Penn State. The reason why Penn State wins, I think they have the best quarterback. And I just think that Trace McSorley, the gamer, he's just a guy like a Baker Mayfield type player. I also think Penn State, you know, has a lot of talent, whether at the receiver position, defense. They brought in some really high rated recruits, especially defensively. They're a little bit, they lost some guys in the back end, but I think as a whole, I like Penn State in the East, but I don't think Penn State goes unscathed. I think Penn State could definitely lose to like a Michigan at Michigan. They also play Ohio State at home. I kind of think that there's a lot of teams in the Big Ten that are very close. So I could see a Big Ten championship being a 10-3 Wisconsin versus a 10-2 Penn State. The winner being, in my guess, Penn State. But I don't think, actually, if I was going to do an early prediction, I think the Big Ten misses out again on the college football playoff. And the reason why, I think the Big Ten has a lot of very good teams.
I think Harbaugh,
I think you,
Michigan will come out of the East.
No, I don't. I don't think they're going to win the East. No, I think it was Penn State. Let me look. Their schedule is very tough.
Yeah.
I do have
Wisconsin losing against Michigan on October 13th. That's a big game. Watch out. That's going to be a big one that we'll see.
But then they beat Michigan in the championship game.
And then I think Wisconsin will punch back and win the title.
Okay, so I don't have Michigan beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame for the initial game. I also think that Michigan, I mean, they have tough games against Wisconsin at home, Michigan State on the road, Penn State at home, Ohio State on the road. I don't think they beat Ohio State. So I think they lose to Notre Dame the first game and the last game to Ohio State. So I have Michigan going about 10-2. I have Penn State being 10-2. I have Ohio State being 10-2. I have Michigan State about 8-4. And then I have Wisconsin over Wisconsin. Penn State's the champion. No one makes the college football playoff out of the Big Ten.
We both agree that Wisconsin will be in the top two.
Yes, I think they win the West. Yes.
Okay. Let's go ACC. I got Clemson to do it again. Clemson. Yeah, Clemson is my pick. They have their starting quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, will be Clemson's starting quarterback by October. And I think they'll do it again. Yeah, what's your thoughts? I mean, he's sitting on the bench, but I predict he will start over Deshaun Watson. That's
You are not Deshaun Watson.
I mean, right. Yeah, that's my prediction. So,
well, why? Why did Kelly Bryant lose his starting position?
Because of his health problems.
So you think he gets hurt?
He gets hurt, yeah.
You cryptic son of a gun. You predict a guy getting hurt?
I know, it's bad.
Anyways, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he gets hurt, and I don't think Trevor Lawrence starts over him. So I'll start that off.
Okay.
I think Clemson... the top end of the schedule, the only game that I would really kind of be like, yeah, you know, A&M at Texas A&M with the talent they have, that's an interesting game. It depends on how A&M looks offensively, but that's an interesting game. I think A&M is going to have kind of a break. Like, they're going to kind of be rebuilding this year, rebuilding the culture, rebuilding some talent loss, but I think it's a little bit of a tough game. In season, I mean, probably Clemson at Florida State. That Florida State, tough place to play.
That's huge.
Boston College is a tricky team. Boston College has some talent. Boston College is one of the better running backs. I definitely think so. And Clemson has an issue. They've had an issue the last couple of years of losing games they shouldn't, like to Pittsburgh, to Syracuse. So that's a game to watch out for. And then South Carolina, a team that some people consider a dark horse, is their last game of the season. I think that they play Miami. and I think they beat Miami, and I think that they, because I just, you know, anytime you have literally all four guys starting on the defensive line that probably will be first or second round draft picks next year, you're going to be tough to beat. You're going to be tough to score against. I mean, they're going to consistently get pass rushing, pass rushes that get from the quarterback. They're going to consistently be able to plug gaps, and it's going to be tough to run in the run game. With, I mean, Austin Bryant, Celine Farrell, Christian Wilkinson, and what's the other guy? Christian Wilkinson, Austin Bryant, Celine Farrell. What's the other guy? Lawrence.
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence. They're just studs, man. And they're just, and Brent Venables is one of the best defensive coordinators in college football. I think Clemson's just going to be tough to beat. I think they go 12-1. Yes, I think they're in the college football playoff again.
And watch out, October 6th, Florida State versus Miami. That game will be big. So
I know you're a Miami fan. I think they're going to be good this year. I think they beat LSU. I think they beat Florida State. But, I think they're going to lose a game like at Boston College. I think they're going to lose a game at Virginia Tech. I think they go to the Big 12 in the ACC, and they lose. So I think they're about a 10-3 team. No, it's a 10-3.
Oh, okay.
I have them losing twice in the regular season and once in the conference title game.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, there you have
it. What do you have? Who do you have in the final? You have Clemson.
Yeah, big Clemson versus Miami, obviously, and then Clemson will beat Miami in the ACC title. So.
Okay.
Not bad.
Well, same.
Same predictions. Big 10, you're a little bit mixed. Big 12, I got Oklahoma. Who do you got?
Oklahoma over who? Because remember, they have a Big 12 title game now.
Oh, man. West Virginia.
Are you just throwing that out there, or did you think about that?
No. I mean, I have it here marked down. I picked West Virginia to be number two, so.
Okay.
Why, you have TSU?
TCU.
I mean, TCU.
Texas State, they're not going to be. I don't know about the Big 12. I don't know about the Big 12. To be honest with you, I don't have anyone making the college football playoff.
So they're the weakest conference.
There's some talented teams. Oklahoma's the most talented. Well, and probably Texas. But the problem is they're very young. Oklahoma's very young. A lot of their best players are young. You got Kyler Murray, but what has Kyler Murray ever really proved in college football? He's a great baseball player. He's going to go make a lot of money in the draft. But I just don't know about him. And then they have a good running back, but you're always to get injured. They have some good receivers, but they're just kind of young. They're young on the defensive side of the ball. I just think they are. And then West Virginia at the end of the year. And then West Virginia, I think, is good. But I think West Virginia, they have a great quarterback in Will Grier, one of the better quarterbacks in college football. David Stills is a great receiver, one of the better receivers. But then they have question marks on defense. I mean, they're always and they're also an injury or two away from really being having problems. If they hurt, Will Grier gets hurt, they're not going to be a very good team. And then TCU is good, but they're young. They're another young team. They have a young quarterback in Sean Robinson.
Which they play Ohio State.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's a tough game for Ohio State because they won't have Urban Meyer on the sideline. So, but I think you see the team that's going to lose a couple games. I think Oklahoma's going to lose a couple games. I think Texas loses a couple. They bring back their quarterback, Sam Ellinger. They have some good receivers, but they also lost a lot of good receivers. They lost a lot of guys to the draft on the defensive side. So I just see, if I had to pick, I guess I will take Oklahoma over TCU.
TCU. I knew it. You like TCU.
But I think Oklahoma, Well, I lost. Yeah, but I think I'll, I think it's like 11-3 year from my. Sorry, 11-2 year for Oklahoma. I don't think they made the college football playoff.
This is the weakest conference of the top five.
In my, yeah, some people would say the Pac-12, but I think this year it's the Big 12, correct?
Speaking about the Pac-12, I'm choosing your beloved Washington.
Okay.
And then the Pac-12 South be won by USC.
I gotta go, San Diego. I'm just kidding. you said it might be won. You said it might be won by USC.
USC will win the Pac-12 South.
How much do you know the Pac-12?
I read it very briefly. Really. Been doing some studying a little bit.
But I wouldn't put a lot. I'm going to give you some Pac-12's conference I know best. I'm a huge Oregon Duck fan. Go Ducks. Favorite. Love Pac-12. Okay. Washington has a great coach in Chris Peterson, one of the best coaches in college football. They bring back Jake Browning. He's been a three-year starter. They bring back Miles Gaskins. He's been a three-year starter. They bring back a couple weapons on the outside, but they lost Pettis, Dante Pettis, great receiver, great returner. He's gone. Bryant, the tight end, had an ACL injury. He was their best tight end. They have, because of that, despite a good quarterback, good running back, Savon Ahmad's another good running back out of the backfield, and they have a pretty good lot against Auburn. I actually think they're going to lose to Auburn. And no matter if they win at Auburn or lose at Auburn, when they play the Oregon Ducks, Oregon is at Oregon. Oregon is coming off of a bye. Oregon has lost. It's the biggest rivalry. It's Oregon's biggest rival. I can't speak. Is Washington at home coming off a bye against your biggest rival? They will be amped. I think they beat Washington. So right there, wow. Washington has lost two games.
But don't you think Stanford is a little bit better than Oregon?
Dude, you're reading ESPN too much. I'm telling you right now, and you can call me – okay, best quarterback in the Pac-12. Who has the best quarterback in the Pac-12?
The best quarterback in the Pac-12, JT Daniels?
Are you crazy? It's Justin Herbert of Oregon.
I'm sorry.
You're saying the best quarterback in the Pac-12 is a guy who's never played a collegiate game? He could be good, but he's never played a collegiate game. Let's see how he does when Texas starts dialing up blitzes. No, and that's why I don't pick USC's not going to win the South. I'm going to go on a limb. USC has a lot of talent. They have a lot of talent, but they don't have a great. I don't love the coaching staff. Clay Helton is not one of the best coaches. Not only is he not one of the best coaches in the country, he's not even a top five coach in the Pac-12. I'll give me Chris Peterson, Chip Kelly, Kyle Whittingham, Kevin Sumlin, and David Shaw before I'd even think about taking Clay Helton. So, not a great coaching staff. You have a true freshman quarterback. They have a lot of holes in the front seven of their defense. I think all of their defensive line have never started a game. I believe they're talented, but they've never started. And their offensive line has been so inconsistent. You saw how much Darnold was pressured last year. So you don't know what you're getting on the offensive line. You don't know what you're getting on the defensive line. You have a true freshman quarterback. Justin Herbert's the best quarterback in the Pac-12. Justin Herbert's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Justin Herbert is considered by most analysts as maybe the top prospect for 2019 draft. I mean, he's the closest thing you get to – I would consider him a white man's version of a Cam Newton. He's 6'6", 240, and he's only just turned 20 years old. He has a rocket arm, and he's fast. He's probably a sub 4.7 guy. at that size, it's pretty ridiculously fast. He's a guy that, I mean, he really can just play. So Oregon is the best quarterback. They have the weakest schedule in the conference, and their two toughest games, Stanford and Washington, are at Outland Stadium, one of the toughest places, if not the toughest places, to play in the Pac-12. I know I'm a Duck fan, so it might seem like a homer, but I actually think that they end up winning the North. I think they beat, I think they lose to Stanford because I just think coming off of three easy games, going up against Stanford, kind of just like, it's one of those things that when you're playing the B squad and all of a sudden you move up to the A squad, it shocks you a little bit. So I do think they lose that. But then I think they come back and they upset Washington. And then I think they run the table. They go 11-1, and they play Utah in the Pac-12 title game. And I think they beat Utah. And you're going to think I'm crazy, but I think Oregon makes the college football playoff this year.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. Bold prediction, but why not, right?
I know I'm going to be called a little bit of a homer, but yes, I think it's Oregon, Clemson, Alabama, and that's right. I think Georgia gets in. I think Georgia ends up being
underdog.
I think they lose the SEC title game, but I think they get in. I think they're 12-1. So I think it's Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and Oregon. I have Alabama playing Oregon, and I love Oregon, and I want to have them beating Alabama, but I just don't think they can beat them. I don't think they have enough depth. They don't have. So I think Alabama beats Oregon. I think Clemson, Georgia go against each other. I actually think Clemson wins. I think Alabama and Clemson play each other, and I think Clemson with Kelly Bryant and that defensive line, I think Clemson wins the national title.
Which proves my point. The SEC is the strongest conference in college football. You just said it. You just proved my point.
Well, I'm Clemson winning it.
Well, no, like when you said Georgia and Alabama going to the playoffs.
Oh, because I have Georgia now. Well, I think at the top, the SEC is the best. Alabama, yeah, the top teams in the SEC are best. But from top to bottom, I actually think the strongest conference is the Big Ten.
Okay.
And I think it's working against them because I think they're going to beat up on each other. I mean, you have five legitimate top 25 teams in Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. Those are top 25, maybe top 15, five, all in the same conference. That's a pretty strong conference. So best conference, Big Ten. Best top two, three teams, SEC.
Okay, let's go for predictions.
Go ahead.
Washington versus Auburn, September 1st at Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I have Auburn winning it. Maybe it's because I just don't like Washington. Yeah, but I think Auburn gets them. But
you're so biased.
Now, hold on. JT Daniels, the best quarterback. Dude, I'm going to remember that. That's bulletin board material. For one, I hate SEC, and another guy's not even played a game. He is good, though. Don't get me wrong. JT Daniels is really good.
Michigan and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Miami.
Watch out for Notre Dame. Okay. Watch out for Notre Dame. I'm telling you, watch out. They all of a sudden pull off some of the – they beat Stanford. They're a team that if there's enough stumbling in the Big 12, Pac-12, maybe even Big 10, Notre Dame could sneak in. I have them right around the edge. I have them about 10-2, but they're like a fifth or sixth team. Watching. Brandon Wimbush is pretty good.
Miami LSU at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Like I said, Miami. I don't like LSU. They're just not very good. I just don't trust that team.
And Monday Night Football for Labor Day, Virginia Tech versus Florida State.
I think it's at Va Tech, isn't it?
It's at Florida State, I think. Let me double check.
No, I think it's at Virginia Tech.
Hold on, Florida State schedule. Oh, gosh, they don't tell me. It's at Tallahassee.
Oh, it's at Tallahassee?
Yeah.
I'll go Florida State then. Cal's going to go where I think it's a close game, like whoever it is. Home field gets that.
And Liberty versus Army.
I will go. It's my alma mater, dude. I'm going to go Army. I mean, I think they're going to have a tough year.
Yeah, you know, it's their first year in the top leagues, so hopefully they do well, but, you know, they're going to have some bruises along the way. Wow, Tyler, this is great college insight. I've had a great time. And, you know, people tell me, like, outside the show, like, man, Tyler, get him on, you know?
So they do?
Yeah, they do. It's like, this guy's funny, he's insightful, he's passionate. Especially funny. I get funny a lot.
Maybe I should be in my new job. Yeah, sorry. I hope you're not taking it personal. But anyways, guys, this show is entitled JT Daniels. I just hate USC. You have to give me.
You know, I'd like to throw some little curveballs to you, but you know, we have fun.
Oh man.
Anyways, yeah. It's going to be a good season. Good point. So we'll see if Oregon makes it.
Pick Clemson though. That's a little boring, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Clemson's like the one. They want it. Yeah, so. But, you know, you just look at the rosters, and you have to go with talent and coaching, so.
Yeah,
and we'll see. As much as you want Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson not to be in there, it's hard to pick against them.
Exactly. And Ohio State, you don't think they're going to have a good year?
No, I had them having a good year, 10-2. I just think they're going to be affected by.
Yeah.
10-2, 9-3, kind of. I just think they're going to be affected by the whole deal with Urban Meyer. I think it's going to just ruin some chemistry, and I just don't think they have as good a year as the talent that they have in the roster. I just think they lose to Penn State. I think they lose. I'm not looking at their schedule right now, but I think TCU could be a tough game. I think Michigan State could be a tough game. So I just think they lose one or two games that they probably shouldn't because of that. And I think that not only keeps them out of the Big Ten championship, but it also keeps them out of the national championship.
Well, that is a wrap to our college football preview. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Tyler, how can people reach you?
Good. Reach me at Tyler Turner Minneapolis on Twitter,
which is Tyler Turner MPLS, because some people don't know the Minneapolis abbreviations or their code words.
That'll
be it. We'll be having more college shows. We'll probably have a recap next week after week one, and later on this week we'll probably have Justin Riley, Alabama, and also Ryan Krista on his intake on Florida, which Florida's not going to have a good year apparently. But anyways, thanks for joining the Sportscast, Ty.
I see you later.